WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine is marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion. And today, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Ukraine with more.
Putin has made nuclear threats before that have proved to be hollow. A senior Ukrainian military source telling me this is blackmail, but also warning nuclear weapons are a Pandora's box that shouldn't be opened. This move likely aimed as much at President-elect Trump, who's promising to end the war when he takes office, but he'll make that all the harder.
President Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire American-made missiles into Russian territory. Russia's defense minister says Ukraine did that today using six U.S.-made missiles. 45 pro-democracy advocates sentenced to between 4 and 10 years in prison in Hong Kong. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Monday. Ramon Rivera will be arraigned in court today. This is ABC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The boyfriend of Elijah Vu's mother is pleading not guilty in the boy's death. Jesse Vang is charged with repeated physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. The three-year-old's remains were found in September after he went missing from Vang's Two Rivers apartment in February. A New Berlin man reported missing last week was found dead in the Chicago area Friday. Ben Oberto's wife last heard from him Wednesday night when he said he'd be home after a work trip in northeast Illinois. Illinois State Police located Oberto's overturned vehicle along an interstate near O'Hare International Airport. And with winter right around the corner, $101 million in federal funding is going to Wisconsin's low-income home energy assistance program. It provides households with energy crisis assistance to help them heat their homes. Funds can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, windy with some rain and snow showers. And a high of only 43. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 7:05 on Tuesday morning. We're going to be giving away Flock of Seagulls tickets coming up shortly.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day.
How are you so happy?
I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic.
We talked about this on Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Tuesday's another one of my trigger words.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know,
every day you bump around is a good day.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
It's showtime.
Thank you.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:12 on Tuesday morning. We'll take a quick review of our forecast. Showers this morning, turning cloudy and windy. Falling temps this afternoon into the upper to mid 40s. Tonight, a low of 35. Tomorrow, it's going to be windy with rain, maybe a little bit of snow mixed in with a high of 43. That is not going to stick around, but if you're going to work today, Emily, you want to make sure you take a coat with you because you're going to need it when you get done today.
That's right, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
It is going okay. It was a very busy day yesterday, as it was for you guys as well, I hear.
That is right. Yeah, we are all keeping ourselves super busy. And you know what? I think that that's a really good thing for like the change of season and change of weather, because it can be easy, right, to kind of like, oh, it's getting cold, I'll just go in and watch movies. You know, like, we don't have time for that right now. We will later. And it's totally fine to do that kind of thing, because that's for sure self-care. That can be some good quality time with your family or loved ones, you know, to share a film or, you know, get some couch time or play a game or whatever. But sometimes, you know, there's the push. When you got to get the work done, you just get through that. And then it feels super good to see the finished product when you're working really hard. So it's an exciting time for all of us in Baraboo, the radio station, you know, us at the Great Day Building. It's just lots going on, so much energy. And I just look forward to every day. So I'm just want to share that with the listeners. Like, I just feel really honored and lucky to be part of this this community in all the ways. So happy Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. Yesterday, I thought it was Thursday already.
Let's hope not. Everybody. There's so much going on this weekend. We're going to have Seth Taft in right around 7:30 to talk about everything that's going on in downtown Baraboo this weekend. And there's a lot. Again, we will be live streaming the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade around 5:45 with the pre-parade, and that'll happen on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page in conjunction with Baraboo Broadcasting on Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43. Thank you to our lead sponsor, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and our broadcast sponsors, Baraboo State Bank and the Don Larson Superstores in Baraboo. We appreciate everyone that's been involved in this and being able to live stream that parade right from the Great Day building at 3rd and Oak.
So exciting. Yeah, thank you also for me to out to all the sponsors. That kind of stuff is incredible. I've worked on both sides of like sponsorship and, you know, being the recipient of sponsorship in terms of events. And it doesn't happen without the sponsors. I mean, it really doesn't.
It doesn't.
So thank you so much to all of our sponsors to making this happen. I got a chance to sit down with Seth yesterday for, you know, we had a nice little 15-minute, you know, chat about lots of things. We got a lot of work done in about 15 minutes, just informational sharing. And, you know, that guy's, he's got it all. He's got it all on lock. He is really organized, and he's just so passionate about these events in the community. So thank you also to DBI and to Seth for making all of this stuff happen, and to Nina and everyone else on the team. I'm so excited about these events. I can't wait. It's going to be such a fun weekend. There's just so much. It's like sizzling, like when you go downtown. It's like just a buzz. It's so much fun.
It is so much fun, and I know Seth is already up early working on things, and we thank him for everything that him and Nina do in downtown Baraboo and everyone that is involved in that, because it does take a village to put all of this together. We've been coordinating getting the Christmas music on the square going, and we're working pretty late on that last night, so we've got things that we need to do to prepare for that. You'll probably see me out and about in jeans and a t-shirt, because we're going to be moving some equipment around and doing some fun stuff. I am going to get away from my desk today, which is kind of fun. I enjoy doing that stuff. I like being out and about and working hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's okay to have the work uniform of jeans. It's totally fine. You got a lot going on. Lots of hats. And some of those hats match jeans. It's totally fine.
Exactly. I should have a hat.
We've got so much going on. Let's just rattle off the calendar super quick of just starting Friday morning, right? 11 to 1, we're at Backroom Baraboo Motors, for our live remote. Please come see us, get a sticker, shake hands, take a picture. We will look forward to seeing all of our listeners. Tell us who you are, and then we can like give you a shout out, you know, the next day or whatever, or maybe not the next day. How about Monday? Because that would be after our morning show. Then Friday night is the wine walk. Great Day Building is one of the stops. We will be there. I can't speak for Dave, but I will certainly be there. There will be some chili. There will be some really good blues and rock and roll music playing. Not live, sorry, but it will be in the building and it will be lovely. Come by. There's lots of beautiful businesses on the wine walk stop. So do that for sure. Support your businesses and all the things they have going on. And then turning around right away on Saturday is the Christmas market. Again, the businesses are going to have all their wares out. Special deals, super awesome stuff. I think that the times on that, the Christmas market, I want to say 2 to 6.
Yep, that's correct. 2 to 6 on Oak Street between 3rd and 4th.
Fantastic. And then obviously 6 to 9 is the parade. There is much extra work going into things in the back scenes because of, you know, the different kinds of weather that we have coming. So just, you know, just be there and love it and, you know, get ready for a lot of fun this weekend. So I think I covered it all, but that's a fun calendar coming up. I can't wait.
It definitely is. It's a busy calendar. And as you mentioned, I probably will be in the building at some point on Friday because we have parade prep to do and getting everything ready for that, because we need to have all of our equipment in place by Friday, just with everything that goes on in downtown on Saturday. So we've been coordinating on getting what we need over there. We're actually bringing a couple of people in from Madison to help with this. It'll be some familiar faces. So Corey Hartman
and familiar voices,
will be there.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
And Corey, I'll be in the parade too. Like, woo-hoo! I'm not one of the voices, because there's more important familiar voices to be heard for the broadcast, but I'll be representing Weikert Realtors Great Day in the parade. We will have a decorated golf cart that'll be lit up, and we'll be lit up, and we're gonna have some people walking with us, somebody in a bear costume, so just keep your eyes open for that. And it's gonna be tons of fun. I think it's gonna be a whirlwind, and all of a sudden it's gonna be like Saturday night at 10 and everyone's gonna be like, what happened?
Exactly.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's a good time.
When you say lit up, you're talking about Christmas lights, not adult beverages lit up, right, Emily?
A little early in the morning for that kind of nonsense. Yes, I'm talking about Christmas lights. There is some really cool like LED light stuff happening nowadays that you can just have a battery pack with you. And it's going to be cool no matter what. It's a beautiful parade. So come on down regardless of the weather. Just dress right. I mean, do we have any insight in any weather changes, or is it kind of like what you were talking about?
So what I'm looking at for Saturday, from everything I've looked at on the models, I don't see any precipitation issues at this point. that'll clear up by Friday morning. I'm looking at a high of about 41 on Saturday. Lows getting into about 29 degrees on Saturday night. So I'm predicting for parade time about a temperature of 35 degrees. So you're going to want to dress warm for that. I can't predict what the wind's going to be doing yet because that's the other factor that comes into this. As long as we don't see winds of like 5 miles per hour, we don't have to deal with wind chill values. So that is what I'm hoping for right now, is about 35 degrees at parade time. I did talk with one of our expert forecasters last night about that as well, because I wanted to see how close I was with what I was coming up with. And that was the consensus that he had as well. So that is right, where we're at for parade time.
It doesn't sound that bad. I mean, right? It's going to be
No, it's not bad.
But I mean, we're not getting freezing rained on us. You know, it's dress appropriately. And, you know, there's going to be so many people down there. Same with the wine walk. You just kind of stay, you know, stay close to your people and, you know, and all the excitement and stuff, you'll stay warm. So just bring your mittens, you know, always cover your head and your hands and you'll feel fine. It'll be good. As long as we're not getting freezing rained on, we're going to be good. It's going to be
great. We will be good. And, you know, hot chocolate's always a good thing as well. So that's something I look forward to. A lot of discussions about hot chocolate last night, because once the parade broadcast is done, I'm going to be heading over towards the Al Ringling Theater, because then they're going to have Santa Claus lighting the Christmas tree. So I will be responsible for that portion of our broadcast, and then we'll have a short interview with Seth after that. So I suppose I might end up on camera against my better judgment. I always try to avoid that because I like being behind the scenes, and I see how well that's working out these days.
Well, how does this work? You can be the voice and I'll be the face. So I love being on camera. So let's just
there
tag team.
It'll
be fine.
Well, and honestly, depending on where you're at with your float at that point, you may be involved with this as well. Just a heads up.
I'm ready. Let's do all the things. I can be in many places at one time. It's really quite amazing. So I'm so down with that. And I just want to mention super quick, and we got a break for a minute, but quickly on Friday from 11 to 1 at Backrup Baraboo Motors, we're also going to be filling the truck. So please come and support Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Bring your non-perishables. We're going to fill a whole truck for folks in need in Sauk County. Only homeless shelter in Sauk County, supporting single men and women and families. They're at full capacity right now. If you can come by between 11 and 1, bring canned soup, canned chicken or tuna, mac and cheese, applesauce pouches, boxed meals, Jell-O pudding cups, peanut butter and jelly, and other non-perishable food items. That would be lovely.
Yeah, so please stop out and see us. And if you bring over canned goods, we will hook you up with Max FM stickers. So stop by and see us at Back Road Baraboo Motors from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Friday, November 22nd. We are going to be giving away some fun tickets. Emily, the 80s are back. Flock of Seagulls, Crystal Grand, December 14th. We're going to hook people up with a pair of tickets to see a Flock of Seagulls and the Depeche Mode experience at the Crystal Grand. You need to text in Seagulls to the Max FM text line 608-355-9970, or better yet, through the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM, click the text button and text in Seagulls for your chance to win tickets to see a Flock of Seagulls at the Crystal Grand on December 14th. As a reminder, if you've won anything in the past 90 days, you're not eligible to win these tickets. So we do keep track of all those things. So text us now. We'll keep an eye out for our winners. And we'll be doing this for our morning show today, Emily.
Yeah, sounds good. Definitely text in for those tickets. I have a really incredibly hard to believe story, something that happened, including a seagull to me this summer. So if you text in, I'll tell the story.
I think it's
really unbelievable. And I'm still wondering if it actually happened. It's, anyways, more about that later. So text in, you'll hear my weird seagull story.
All right. Sounds good, Emily. You'll be back with me at 7:40 to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Damian Lillard's driving layup with under 4 seconds left gave the Bucks a 101-100 victory over the Rockets on Monday night at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lillard finished with 18 points and 10 assists. Brook Lopez led the Bucks with 27 and 10 rebounds. The Badgers popped up in both top 25 polls, 19th in the AP poll, 25th in the coaches poll. Last night, they avoided the upset, holding off Texas Rio Grande 87-84 at the Kohl Center. John Blackwell poured in a career-high 30 in the win. Marquette remains 15th in both polls. They're back at it tonight, playing host to Purdue at Fiserv Forum. Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio finished third in the voting for National League Rookie of the Year. Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens was the top vote getter. The Packers have the day off today following their one-point win over the Bears on Sunday. They'll start preparing for Sunday's matchup against the 49ers tomorrow. Monday Night Football, Dallas dropped to 3-7, falling to Houston 34-10 last night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We'll be right back. kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
.97 Max FM, Dave Grant, joined by Seth from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. Seth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself, Dave?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us in the Max FM studios. We have a few things going on this week. Let's start with what's happening in Baraboo on Friday night.
Well, as we like to say, if you can't find something to do in downtown Baraboo, we're here to help you. So there is quite a few things happening this weekend, and it's the holiday kickoff weekend in downtown Baraboo. And we're going to start with Friday night. Friday night is our winter wine walk. So obviously it's hunting opener for the weekend. So the ladies are probably looking for something to do the night before. This is an awesome time to just grab your friends, your girlfriends, come on down. 17 businesses that will be serving up samples of red and white wines from across the world, and also some local wineries too, and exclusive holiday shopping deals galore.
Are tickets still available for the wine walk, Seth?
Oh, absolutely. We got a few left. Actually, ticket sales have been going like crazy right now. So we would encourage you to get them now online at Eventbrite. They're $45 a person. And they're also $15 for a designated driver, so we'll have some stuff for the designated drivers too. In addition, portions of those sales will go to help support the Beyond Best Blessed Pantry, Hope House, Pathway Homes, and the Sauk County Children's Giving Tree. So it's something also cool to give back to the community through this winter wine walk. Again, that's Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Get your tickets on Eventbrite online, or you can find that at downtownbaraboo.com. Or you can go to Becca Cates and purchase them in person, cash or check only.
It is going to be a great event on Friday night. And that is just the kickoff to the holiday weekend. Let's talk about what's going on Saturday afternoon.
I know, we're just barely scratching the surface, right, with Friday night, because Saturday is a whole different ball game where we really are the exclamation point for kicking off the holiday season. The Christmas market takes over downtown Baraboo from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. with over 20 vendors from small businesses, merchants galore, also food trucks, photo shops, merry carolers, and so much to the delight to take down on downtown Baraboo.
So again, that is 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And where's that exactly going to be located in downtown Baraboo, Seth?
Absolutely. So it's going to be on the 500 block of Oak Street. So in between 3rd Avenue and 3rd Street, as well as 4th Avenue, 4th Street. So those intersections, it's right in the heart of downtown Baraboo.
Perfect opportunity to get a little bit of early Christmas shopping done, maybe. And then Saturday night, our big event of the season.
I know, it's the coup de grace, the final pizzazz for the kickoff. Once that 6 p.m. bell tolls in the clock tower, the fun begins, because that's when the Christmas light parade takes over downtown Baraboo, especially the streets, I should say, with over 50 dazzling floats with lights on display, merriment galore, and of course, the big man, the head honcho, the head elf Santa Claus coming into town on a wagon to light up the community Christmas tree.
And if you're not able to make that night, you can watch that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Streaming is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. You can also watch in conjunction with our Baraboo broadcast partner on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Tenna TV 43. Brought to you by our lead sponsor, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We thank all of them for participating in this. It is going to be a great parade. The weather looks like it's going to be perfect as well, Seth.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, last year it was, what, in the 60s? And the year before it was in the 20s. So this year we might find that medium in between those previous years. But it's just a fantastic one. We have our Grand Marshals this year too, I should add. The Blacker Brothers Band. It's a local favorite band here in the community. And they will be kicking things off with the parade, where they'll be jamming on a float presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino. So we're really grateful for them. And we're just here to just rock into the Christmas season with everyone.
The parade is the kickoff to the holiday season in downtown Baraboo. Always a great event. A lot of people are able to come down to it. Again, the weather's going to be absolutely perfect. It's not going to be too cold this year. It's not going to be too warm. I've kind of been keeping an eye on the forecast. So come on down. If you can't be there, again, you can watch on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or on TV 43 or cable channel 10, Seth. It's going to be seeing Santa Claus down there as well. And my question is, do you know if you're on his naughty or nice list?
I think I've been playing a fine line this year, honestly. I'm hoping I'm going to be on the good one, but I'm still working. I'm trying to be good this year, I swear. And I hope the parade will showcase that I've been on the nice list, or I'm deserving to be on the nice list.
Well, I saw Santa over the weekend, and he did not give me indications where you are on that list. He didn't even comment if I'm on the good or naughty list either. But you know what? I don't want to be on the naughty list, so stop on down, watch the parade. Enjoy this in downtown Baraboo. Seth, is there anything you want to add?
No, this is just a fantastic time to bring the community together from the young and the young at heart, families. It's just such a staple to the Baraboo community, and it's exciting time. And really grateful for everyone that makes this to come together, including 997 Civic Media. It's for those that aren't able to make it, what a great opportunity to still be a part of the magic of this holiday season.
Definitely the magic. The holiday season kicks off this weekend. Again, they'll be streaming live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43. Stop on down to the Wine Walk on Friday, get some shopping done, and watch the parade on Saturday night. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Seth, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. We did receive word that the Christmas tree is going to be going up on the Al Ringling Theater today, so stop down and see that as well. We are so excited for the holidays in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, please, 608-355-9970. Also, text in for your chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets at the Crystal Grand Music Theater, December 14th. You just need to text in Seagulls from the Civic Media app. Look for Max Mollison Tap on Max FM. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, windy with some rain and snow showers and a high of only 43. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:39 a.m. with MC Hammer on Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't
touch this. Can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going. Touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, them a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner. Dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:43 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text us now, 608-355-9970. We will be going through our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries momentarily. Also, if you'd like a chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets at the Crystal Grand on December 14th, you need to text in the keyword Seagulls. And just use a free Sift Media app for that. Look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM, and click the text button, Emily. We can't make it any easier than that.
We can't make it any easier than that because it's really super easy. Let's let technology do the work for us, right? Just go on the app, which is so easy to get, and then just go ahead and touch the little thing that says text and write in what you'd like to say, which in this case is texting in seagulls. And if we get a couple more texts in for the tickets, then I'll tell my story. I don't want to take
Yeah, we have to get a couple more.
People are doing the work. Gotta get a couple more.
Yeah, we got to get a couple more. We're going to continue our contest through the morning show today. I'll be following up with our winners as well. So I want to see a couple more texts come in before we tell your story. So we got to do it. I can't wait. I don't even know the story.
I know. No, it just like it dawned on me when we were talking about Flock of Seagulls. Yesterday I talked about, you know, the hairstyle, which is always just a fun part of, you know, our youth, just thinking about that hairstyle. But then I just happened this random story. We've got celebrity birthdays to talk about, some local birthdays and anniversaries. If you have those, please go ahead and text those in. We care about you out there, listeners, and we want to celebrate you. So text in your anniversaries and birthdays today. Also, I have a couple quick little things to talk about for the weekend, but I can certainly follow up on that after we do our celebrity birthdays if we have time.
Sounds good. Well, we'll get into the celebrity birthdays, and I'll start with Cam is 40, country singer Burning House. Adam Driver is 41. He's Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies and Lena Dunham's love interest and Adam Sackler on HBO's Girls. And then Billy Currington, 51 years old, country singer. People Are Crazy. That's How Country Boys Roll and all those songs like that. Emily, who else did you see on our list today?
Oh, two of my favorite actresses from back in the day. Jodie Foster, hands down. She's 62. She came back out of retirement to do some acting on True Detective, which is a really incredible series if you've never seen that before. And as people know about her, she really like chooses her roles, right? She doesn't just like get cast to make the money, I don't think. And she's not a TV actress. So this is, that means a lot that she was in this. So she was in, I don't know which season of True Detective, but check that out. But otherwise she's in, I mean, countless incredible movies, dramatic actress, 62. Happy birthday to Jodie Foster. Meg Ryan, also an amazing actress, 63, right around that same time, grew up with both these ladies, watching them in amazing movies, obviously. When Harry Met Sally, amongst many others for Meg Ryan. And then who else do I see on here? Oh, Ann Curry, 68, former Today Show host, forced out by Matt Lauer. Enough said about that. So I appreciate Ann Curry, 68. Happy birthday to you and all the ladies in the media. It's hard work, especially it was harder back in the day. Thank you for opening the doors to those of us that can be in it now without so much pushback. So thank you to her and happy birthday to her. Who else do you see, Dave?
I see Savannah Glover's 51, Sesame Street dancer, who also did the choreography for the Happy Feet movies and one of my favorites. Love that. And here's a good one. Matt Sorum is 64, drummer from Guns N' Roses, and some of their hits include Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, Live and Let Die, November Rain. I'll give you a hint. We're playing some GNR when we come out of our break, Emily. I've already picked the song.
You best do that. Yeah, you best do that. That's not even a choice at this point. Like, I think it should have already been in the list, ready to go. Two or three songs. No, I'm just kidding. But what other better, you know, what better way to wake up in the morning to Guns N' Roses?
Right. That's exactly what I figured. You know, we did Metallica yesterday. So
yeah, there was some people loving that. I saw some comments. People were really excited about that. Super excited. I love it. I love it. Hit the Guns N' Roses. So if I have 2 seconds, I just want to plug something, if that's okay.
Sure. Yep. You certainly can. Go ahead.
Awesome. So all the things going on this weekend, as we know, we kind of talked about, we have a remote over at Baccarat Baraboo Motors, 11 to 1. We're filling the truck to help the homeless, definitely in Sauk County. After that, there is going to be the wine walk that is, you know, put together by DBI and Seth, who you just heard from his interview. I just wanted to comment, in the Great Day Building, we are a stop for the wine walk, and there's also going to be an art exhibit by the artist by the name of Ray McDaniel. And so it is an immersive art experience. So keep your eye on, you know, there's going to be some Facebook stuff out there. But anyways, he has come in the last week and a half and filled the lobby of the Great Day Building with his incredible life-size art. And I can't really get into describing exactly how it is or what it does. But what I can say is when you walk in, you feel like you're in the art piece itself. It's so beautiful. And talk about colors. I mean, with some gray days, some colder days coming up, if you want some color in your life, he's going to be there from 6 to 9 for the wine walk, showing off his art. Come in, take a look, walk around. We're also getting, you know, it's a stop on the wine walk. We'll have some food. So you get to have art with your wine and your snacks. So it's super cool. And then he's also going to be there during the parade hours on Saturday evening. And he'll be around too. The schedule's pretty flexible. But hop on in and see Ray McDaniel's art. It is just breathtaking. So I just wanted to mention that really quickly.
You betcha. And we also had a listener ask about how to text in from the Civic Media app. When you text in, you can do that from the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse and click the text option. So that's how you do that. Click text. There's no button for anything else. You want to click text and you want to text in that keyword seagulls. So that is how that works. So just make sure we're clear on that. If you want a chance to win Flock of Seagulls tickets, go to the Free Civic Media app, look for 99.7 Max FM and Max and Mouse, and click the text button. That'll be in the middle lower right corner of your screen. It says text, and you'll be sure to get entered into that contest. We will be looking at those a little bit later. We'll pick some winners out of there at random. So want to take care of that one housekeeping item, as we do keep on top of everything here at Max FM. Right, Emily?
We sure do. Yeah, we'll help you if any way if you need with our tech smarts and all Dave's IT background. If you need help with anything in terms of getting to us when we're on the air, or finding out of the information that we're sharing at a later time during the day when we're not on the air, you know, feel free to text through. Or like Dave said, you can always, you know, get in touch with us through Facebook. But maybe we'll throw up like a little tutorial, a little YouTube tutorial or something on there on how to use the app for those of you that aren't familiar. We'll see. We'll get it together and be able to make it easier for you to communicate with us.
Exactly. So just wanted to mention that. So again, text in for your chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets on December 14th at the Crystal Grand. Emily and I will be back with you at 8:10 this morning.
Looking forward to it.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Back Road Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo or visit Baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Back Road Baraboo Motors.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Welcome to-
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.